Well, you just never know. But it is the news according to me. Happy Tuesday to you all. It's Tuesday, August 2nd, 7:36 a.m. 2022. We have so many things to talk about this morning. And I'm just going to talk about the main story, the thing that should concern you the most. More than anything, the thing that should keep you up at night is what's in my cup. I have, again, sad to say, it's getting boring now. I have a Pacific Island chai with vanilla chai with, Cinnabon creamer in it. I see I got the big jug of Cinnabon, and that's going to take a while to go through that. So that could be a year. It could be the same thing for the next year. But it is good. I do like it. I'm probably addicted to it. It's probably got something in it. Causes it. Not that any company would ever do that. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the news right now. Supposedly now the Biden administration has killed some terrorist guy, you know, who was just about to take over the country. He's not as bad as this January 6th people, but he's almost that bad, not quite. But they took him out with a drone strike. Now, keep in mind, when under Trump's administration, when there was a drone strike of this guy who was supposedly really bad, I assume so. I don't know. So we're being told by the military complex. When that happened, Biden came out with nothing but bad things to say about Trump. Oh, you know, Trump, he was irresponsible now. He's endangered all these people. Oh, it's a dangerous, reckless move. See, how many wars did Trump get us into? Let's see, let's count them up here. That's about right, about that many. None. How many wars has Biden voted for? Yeah, quite a few. See, when Biden got COVID supposedly for the first time, which is a flat-out lie. There's no way on the planet that Joe Biden got COVID for the very first time last week. Oh, by the way, he tested positive again. This Paxlovid, or however Joe wants to pronounce it for today, has been known for this. It's not just once in a while you get this thing happens like this. Here's the problem. It happens like 90% of the time. I'm not quoting any studies here, by the way. I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not a statistician. I'm not a financial counselor or advisor. I'm not a life coach or a plumber. I do have plumbing in my house, however, under full disclosure. You know, Joe makes this statement of, oh, well, you know, when my predecessor got COVID, he had to go to be taken to Walter Reed. I continued to work from the upstairs of the Oval Office, upstairs of the White House there. He was taking naps. It's his work. What is he really doing? And then he gets this treatment. It's ridiculously expensive, by the way. He gets this treatment, and then guess what happens? He gets tested. He tests positive again afterwards. It's been very clear, the studies that were shown, that what this stuff does is it reduces the symptoms dramatically, and it reduces the amount of virus in the body, the amount of viral content in the body. However, it does not necessarily get you through it or over it. It actually postpones it. The idea of this stuff is that it gives you the opportunity to develop an antibody. It's in you long enough without any symptoms. It gives you an opportunity to develop an antibody to fight it off. Now, and if it doesn't fight it off within a certain amount of time, then of course it's going to come right back when the treatment stops. They still don't know about the side effects of the treatment either. That's a whole other issue. Now, Anthony Fauci, he's finally come out and admitted that it looks like women's menstrual cycles have been affected by the vaccines. But, you know, it's a minor thing. It's just a little thing. It doesn't affect me at all, so I don't really care about it. That's what he would say. Of course, the rhetoric is still going on. And Nancy right now is off gallivanting around all over the world. Why does she need to go anywhere? What is the purpose of the Speaker of the House going anywhere? I'm taking an Asian tour. She's just on a vacation. She's traveling around, gallivanting around the world. You know why, right? She's getting close to retirement. Within the next 10 years, 20 years, 30, maybe 40 years, she'll be retiring. So she wants to have one last hurrah as the Speaker of the House. She knows she's not going to be Speaker, after November. She never deserved to be Speaker ever once in her life. But she's going to lose that position again for the second time in a row, She was Speaker of the House once before, and she's knocked out of that position. And she's been in office since the 90s. I mean, I think she was Speaker of the House back in the 90s. If memory serves me right, maybe it may have been early 2000. I don't remember when it was. Democrats took the House, I think, in 98, possibly. I don't know. Is that what it was? She became Speaker then, I think. I don't know. I just remember John Boehner handing over the gavel. That's what I remember. I can't remember when. And then Boehner, of course, came back, I think, again. For 5 minutes and then had to resign. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe my memory is not serving me correctly there, but that's the way I remember it happening. So she's out gallivanting around all over the world, and she just they happen to let it slip that they're gonna go to Taiwan. Well, that's not a very good idea. Frankly, I'm not too sure that it's a good idea for the Republicans. That, speaking of foretelling things that you're going to do, I don't think it was a very good strategic move for the Republicans to announce that they're going to start doing some investigations after the elections. Because it gives the Democrats the opportunity. Of course, if they lose, they know it's coming. They're going to start doing the old bleach bit, hammers on the phone thing that Hillary Clinton got away with. Now, it's questionable. Here's how this works. If you know that there's a subpoena coming, but you haven't been served yet, and you destroy the thing that's going to be subpoenaed, guess what happens then? Nothing. You didn't destroy evidence. If you wait till you receive the subpoena and then you destroy the evidence, now you've destroyed evidence. Prior to that, you can just say, it was just I just destroyed it because, you know, I didn't want it to fall into the wrong hands. The wrong hands meaning law enforcement. But that's not what they say. Then this actually happened. You know, Hillary Clinton's entourage took hammers to their phones and used a product called bleach bit. It's not a chemical. It's not something that... And by the way, Donald Trump never said anything about taking bleach. People to this day believe he said that. Because that's the ignorance that the mainstream legacy media and their gaslighting techniques, that's what they perpetrated for so long, they purported for so long. People actually believe he said that. You can tell just about anybody. There was a guy, really interesting, I think it was Will Witt. I think he was out on the, he was at PragerU. He was out doing interviews on the street. And he was asking these people who the party that started the KKK was. Who was the party of the KKK? Oh, that would be the Republicans. No, no, it wasn't. It was the Democrats. Who was the party who abolished slavery? Who was Lincoln's party? Oh, that would have been the Democrats. No, Lincoln was a Republican. Who established the right for blacks to vote? Oh, the Democrats did that. That had to be the Democrats. That was the Republicans. On every count, this guy got it wrong. Because, first of all, where did you go to school? Is this what the school system is now? Is this... Common Core? What is this? How do you get all the way through 12 grades of school and not learn some basic facts about the history of this country? Yeah. There's just so much information, so much repackaging of history. I would call it revisionism. Revisionist history. It's amazing. So, getting back to the original story I started talking about. Supposedly now this country now has eliminated an individual whose his name is I don't know what his name is. It doesn't say here in this report. Huh, that's interesting. Maybe they got it on Real News Now. Reliable News. I don't know, Reliable. Whatever it is. I'm just stammering around. For those of you who listen to Joe Biden a lot, you'll understand everything I'm saying this morning. You'll have no problem understanding because I'm just kind of bobbling around. Again, more staffers apparently are leaving Kamala Harris. She recently came out, speaking of Kamala, she came out and mates. Of course, they're using the floods in Kentucky and the wildfires in California as a, the debate is over now. There's no question. Climate change is real and it's threatening us. Okay, well, what are you going to do about it? First of all, the climate always changes. It's always changing. I remember as a child, there were floods in Kentucky. Kentucky had always been flooding. Guess what? The Mississippi River floods too. St. Louis area was flooding like crazy back in the day, back in the 90s. We sent the National Guard in there to try to fix things. It was a mess. My heart goes out to those who've lost loved ones or have lost property, lost their lives there. It just sickens me that the politicians jump in with, well, we got to make a political football out of this now. Wildfires swept through California. This is an ongoing thing, by the way. Now, I've known people who were firefighters out there. One of my best friends, his father was a firefighter in the Paradise area, Paradise, California. As you recall, that was an area that was hit really hard with a forest fire that basically incinerated the entire town. Most everybody got out. There was a fellow who parked his little truck in the middle of a parking lot. Like a Walmart parking lot. It was destroyed. Everything melted. The tires blown off. That's how hot everything was. His father was a firefighter, and for years and years, a career firefighter, fire chief there, I believe. And he was constantly complaining about the way things were being managed out there with regard to forestry. The tree huggers wanted everything to just grow and nobody, don't take down any trees. Can't thin this out. Can't have any forest management. And now they have these wildfires that are just blazing out of control. Why does no other country with trees? Is that the only country with trees? Or the only state with trees? The only country? It's kind of its own little country out there. I've been out there, folks. It's a whole other world. But it's its own state. Is that the only state in our nation that has, you know, trees? It is very poorly managed out there. You would think with all the taxes that they would, you know, have some kind of clue there. But so Kamala Harris is making this speech and she's talking about, oh, it's, you know, it's settled now. She sounds a lot like Al Gore. It's all settled now. The debate is over. Well, there's still a debate. The big debate is, you know, regardless of what you want to say about the climate, the big debate is this man-made or not? What is man's effect? Of course, it's okay when I say that because it's a derogatory thing. If I would say, is it woman's fault? Is it women's fault? Is it woman-made? I'm going to include the women in this. Is global warming or climate change something that man is affecting? Man and women. Man and woman, I guess it would be singular. Everyone, I don't know. I'm not an English expert. I've just been speaking it all my life. So we have, I don't see this. China is really ramping up the saber rattling here with, by the way, with Nancy's thing. There's more rhetoric going out. Oh, guess what? The guy now who is gone after, who is going to try to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh, he's now come out as transgender. Not that that matters, but just that's, there you go. Because, you know, that's going to get him some brownie points. Maybe he's just doing that to get sympathy. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Let's see here. We got one country now that's starting to outlaw cash. This is going to happen, folks. There's some things in the works. This whole Build Back Better, the reset thing, all that stuff. It's all very real. That's their language, not mine. They came up with that. They, as in the globalists, the global world leaders. I just don't see. There's nothing at all in Reliable News Now headlines about taking out this guy. Now, what's amazing to me about this, and it's probably buried down in here somewhere. What is amazing to me about this is how Biden has come out and made it sound like this guy was just as bad as Bin Laden. He was Bin Laden's right-hand man. He was there every time. When Bin Laden was planning all this stuff, this guy was right there. Now, keep in mind, this was 20 years ago. Okay, so he's doing this for brownie points, by the way. This is to make Joe look tough. Under my direction. Oh, yeah, under your direction. They said, hey, Joe, we're going to take this guy out to make you look better. Okay. Go ahead and do it. Okay. I'm all for that. That's about what this amounts to. It's a ridiculous charade. Again, keep in mind political theater. Remember what I've always said about political theater. This is all political theater. And the Democrats play on the emotional part of the optics all the time. That is the number one part of their operation. And their only creed is the end justifies the means. If you look at these basic principles that guide and direct and motivate these people, and then you look at it through that lens, you can see it crystal clear. I believe when Rush Limbaugh was alive with him and with us, and he was always talking about how he knew these Democrats like the back of his hand. These were some of the principles, the core, you know what, who a person is at their core you can tell how they're going to react and respond, and how they're what motivates them. What you can understand them more in the flowering of everything that they do. If you understand the core of the bulb down there in the dirt, you know what's going to come out of that bulb and what it's going to look like when it shoots up out of the ground. They're guiding principles. Their fundamental motivation and their modus operandi, the way that they operate to get that accomplished. And power is at the end of the day, it's really power. It's not even greed so much. Not about money. Money is just used as a tool to control. Let's do some math here. There was recently this huge bill, I guess, passed. Ron Johnson was being, he's a senator? I think he's a senator from Wisconsin. Johnson from Wisconsin. He was being interviewed recently and talking about how a lot of his Republican cohorts were duped. He was being nice to them. They were duped by the Democrats in their negotiation because of this. I guess there's a reconciliation bill coming up and all kinds of other things. And the inflation fighting bill of some kind. They're going to spend more money. I think it's $900 billion. Some ridiculous amount of money. You know, I happen to think, let's put this into perspective here. When we start talking about billions of dollars, let's just look at it from this perspective. There's 300 million people, basically a little bit more than that, in the country right now. About 100 million of those people are in the workforce. Actually, less than that right now. Normally, there's about 100 million people out of that group that are in the workforce. If you start dividing this up by how many dollars, because who's paying for that? Well, the corporations are paying for that. Where do you think they get their money? Corporations just all of a sudden have money? They make their money by selling you products and services. They get that money from you. When they get taxed, all they do is add that price of that tax onto the cost of their product or service. And guess who pays for it? The consumer. When you get somebody out there who says, I'm going to take their credits, I'm going to take those profits, I'm going to tax those profits, we're going to tax the rich. See, somebody like Warren Buffett, doesn't get a salary. He probably makes $1 a year or something, whatever he pays. He doesn't pay himself a salary. He has stock options. He manages funds. He does all this stuff. He manages his money, and he gets rewards back from that. And he just lives in this lavish lifestyle. It's not about how much you make. See, this, the problem is these people who are making $250,000 a year. Those are the people who really get slammed bad. And we're talking professionals, like people who run hospitals, people who run large organizations. They have a tough job. You know, they're making six figures and more. Those are the rich people. Gotta tax those people. Those are the ones who get taxed, by the way. Not the Warren Buffetts of the world, not the owners of Twitter and TikTok and all those other individuals. Those aren't the people who get slammed. I just got a notice that I've got a 10 o'clock phone call appointment. I totally forgot about that. Should have had that on my radar. I just thought I'd let you know that as I take a sip of my chai. As in the middle of all this, you know, life events still go on. So I have this tax thing. If you take the tax, for instance, let's say you take 300 billion, let's say you take, $300 billion. Now we've spent, you know, one bill alone was $40 billion going to Ukraine. There were overruns on that. So that it's, I think the total now that we've sent them is like $990 billion or whatever it is. So you take just $300 billion. Which is nothing anymore. It's in terms of what the Congress has been passing lately. It's just, they just pass these willy-nilly $1 billion here, $1 billion there. Everything's $1 billion. Let's just say you take $300 billion, which is a lot more than what this administration, this particular governance board bunch has paid out or spent, allotted for, whatever you want to call it, is way more than $300 billion. But just this year, folks, alone. So $300 billion. And you divide that up for every man, woman, and child in this country. That's $100,000. $100,000. That every man, woman, and child will have to pay in one way or another. In order to pay that amount of money. Does that give you a little more perspective? Well, they're just going to print. They can just print money. Well, sure they can. And that's what makes inflation happen. Because now there's a whole bunch more dollar bills out there running around, which makes your dollar bill worth less. This goes into a spiral. This is known. This isn't just a theory. This has happened in other countries for the last 300 years. Ever since the whole idea of fiat currency has been in anywhere around, this is what happens. It starts to go down this spiraling hole, and it can accelerate to the point where you can leave the house to go buy a loaf of bread with, you know, what was yesterday was plenty of money to buy a loaf of bread and maybe some, you know, maybe two loaves of bread. You get to the store and it's so expensive, you can't even afford one. You can't even afford a slice. That's when it's just out of control. We are headed there with what they're doing, spending more money in order to stop inflation. It's ridiculous. And all the while denying that there's going to be a recession or that we're in a recession. The real point is, you know, this isn't the technical definition of a recession. Okay, well then, are we in a recession or not? Well, no, because it's not the technical definition. Well, okay, so if you're not technically dead, because there's a machine keeping your heart beating and another machine pumping air in and out of your lungs, you're not technically dead until that's unplugged, right? However you want to call it. It's just, that's not probably not a very good explanation. Or what do they call that when you have a, you know, example? Something like that. So all I'm saying is they use and they don't care about the tax money. See, and it's not about the money. It's not about government getting enough money to do something else. They don't care about the taxes. What they care about is regulation and control. That's what taxes are all about. Being able to control you, to keep you down in some ways. And then they have regulatory, because you see, the more taxes they can introduce into society, the more burden of tax they can put on the American people, especially the working class, the more control they have of you. The more they can pin you down for the next 20 or 30 years because you can't afford to just go out and pay cash for your house or pay cash for your car. So they've got to get you into a subservient position, which is exactly what banks do. If you are beholden to a bank to make a payment for the next 20 years or the next 5 years for your car, you go out and buy a new car. I got payments for 5 years or 6 years. What's that car going to be worth in 5 years or 6 years? Go to trade it in on a new car and see how that works out for you. And you're going to be back in another 5 or 6 year loan for the rest of your life. The cycle continues. So you try to make more money, but the price of the car keeps going up. Price of insurance keeps going up. You never get out of that cycle. I know who people who have retired, who haven't paid off their home, or in some cases they have paid off their home, but they're still borrowing money for a car. They're not making any progress forward. It worked their entire career at a respectable place to work, at a full-time living wage job, not McDonald's, or maybe, you know, a manager of McDonald's, that'd be one thing. And still in debt at the end of their life. This is just poor principles. But it's what we're being told. It's what we're being taught. We're not taught anything about this kind of thing in school, let alone history, apparently. But we're not taught anything about money management, life in general. There should be a Dave Ramsey course in every high school class, in my opinion. Everybody should go through a semester of Dave Ramsey. Or at least some kind of money management skills. And now I'm not just talking about, here's how you get a loan. I'm sure the banks would be all over that. Yeah, we'll come in and sponsor. We'll come in for a couple days and give you a presentation on how to get a loan. What does that do to you? You're subservient to them for 20 years. You go out and buy a house. Well, it's putting money into something and I'm going to... Yeah, it's not a bad investment. Don't get me wrong. But buying land and buying a house is a good investment in terms of, in general, you got to live. You got to live somewhere. But you're much better off paying cash for that home.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Well, it's called saving money. It's called living within your means and then some for a short amount of time or even a long amount of time. And at some point, you write out a check and you buy a house. And then, of course, you get to pay property taxes. I pay about $300 a month here in my state to call this house my home, to say that I can own it. If I don't pay that property tax, if I don't pay that $300 a month, guess who gets to take my home away from me? Yes. The overlords, those who are in charge of me and the land, the lords of the man. You see, we don't really, in this state, we don't really own our property. Which is it's immoral. Well, how are you going to pay for this and that? How are you going to pay? You've got to pay taxes. Got to pay for schools. Got to pay for fire, school and fire. How are you going to pay for that? We've introduced plans to do this for the last 20 years here in this state. It's called, we were going to raise, here's how the game is played. Here's how the game is played. We had a sales tax here of about 3% or 4%. I think it had just gone up to 4% sales tax. The Republicans were introducing a bill that would eliminate property tax, but they were going to increase sales tax to 9%. Well, that's outrageous. No. You see, because now, if you rent a home or if you're coming in from out of town, say you're coming in from out of state, to purchase something. Yeah, you're going to pay a lot of money in sales tax. But guess what? That's money that property owners, those who live here, don't have to pay. Just because they own a home. Now, if you go out and purchase something, if you go out and spend your money, guess what? You're going to get taxed. You really shouldn't get taxed on the front end. You shouldn't get taxed for earning the money. I have no problem with someone charging tax for spending the money. If the government wants to charge a tax, it just should be for spending money. Personally, I don't think it should be for spending money on food, not normal food anyway. Tax things that you don't need to live. That seems moral to me. Anyway. There's so many other ways to do this. And the government does, see, because they don't care about the money that they get. They care about the power that they have over you. The bank now owns your wages or a percentage of them for the next 20 years when you buy a house. 15, 20 years, whatever it is, whatever your mortgage is. Oh, guess what? You can refi now. You can refinance for another 20 years and save a lot of money. Your payments go down. Oh, that'll be a lot easier. We're just going to extend it out another 10 years. Oh, that'll be great. Now you get to own my life again. If I lose my job, all of a sudden I'm worried about making my house payment. That's how this works. If you fully own your home, I could make $300 to pay my property taxes just in raking people's lawns. Lord knows I've paid $1,000 out to a couple guys last month to do landscaping on a property of mine. And then at the end of the day, I was the one out there at the end of the day finishing the job and they still walked off with my tools. That's the kind of people that I have to deal with sometimes. Two different individuals, same story, same scenario, same outcome on both times. $500, do this job. It's not even a quarter of an acre. Just trim the shrubs, edge the sidewalk, mow the lawn, take out a few of these little trees. Pile it up all on the side of the wall, on the sidewalk here, on the side of the road here, and the city will come take all that stuff away. I get back, the lawn's not even mowed. I was on a trip. They wanted their money right away. Now, you're always concerned about whether they're going to retaliate and destroy your property. They'll burn the place down. And of course, they always want money up front. And then they want to use your tools. I don't have any tools. All right, well, here's some tools. I want them back. Never got them back. I'm not bitter about it. I'm not. I have to let it go. Trying to help somebody out. And then they do that. And you walk around, you tell them specifically what you want done. Here's where I went wrong. I was gonna put everything in writing with the second guy. I didn't have a piece of paper with me. So I was just like, let's walk around. I'm going to tell you everything I want done. He said, well, okay, I'll remember. I'll do you wrong. I won't let you down. Well, you let me down, dude. You let me down. But you got paid, didn't you? I went out and finished the job. It took me about 2 hours. I did more in 2 hours than these guys. What always surprised me was the next day these guys were done with the job. I'm like, how did you get that all done? There's no way. Oh, I'm a hard worker. All right, well, here's your money. Sorry, I have no respect for you anymore. If you think you're going to, great, good for you for getting away with that one time in your life, because you're never going to come back and do any more work for me. In fact, the next guy that comes along and wants to do some work for me, guess what's going to happen? Nope. You do the job and I might pay you. But I'm not going to give you that much, and you're not going to borrow any of my tools. You burned me out on this whole thing. Fool me once, fine. Fool me twice, shame on me. But there's not going to be any more shame anymore. I'll just do it myself. Thank you very much. Move along. That's the sad part of this. I'll go out and hire a professional to do it. Probably not even pay anymore. I was just trying to help out somebody who was trying to make some extra money in the neighborhood and paying them very well. In fact, one guy was going to do it for less money. I offered him more. I was like, this is a lot of work. It's going to take you all week. I'll give you more than that. my attempt to be fair. And now you've shot yourself in the foot because guess what? Now he went, I know what he spent the money on. So in the process of doing this whole thing, I know exactly what he spent the money on. It's not going to be worth any. See, he went out and spent the money on nothing. Didn't reinvest it. You know, if he would have been smart, and I was trying to tell him, I was trying to explain this all to him. So take this money, take a percentage of it, go out and buy yourself a mower, buy yourself some tools, spend, you know, just take half of this. Now you've got the tools to go out and make more money. You can go out and do more of this stuff. Make a lot of good side money. You could be doing $100 here, $100 there, $200 jobs every weekend. But now you can't, and you don't have a recommendation from me. I told him, you know, get the job done, take some pictures of the before and after. Do a good job, take the pictures, and then show those pictures like a portfolio to your next client, potential client. That's the way you do this stuff. You make an investment in yourself by doing that. But this is not apparently what our school system is teaching anybody anymore. They don't even know that Republicans were the ones that stopped slavery. That Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. They don't even know that. And of course, you got the Republican establishment now is actually after Trump. Apparently, Trump said something on the Sean Hannity show. Because Trump has not been on Fox News for like 2 months. Over 2 months now. Last time, almost 3 months, I guess. And last time he was on there, he was on the Sean Hannity show being interviewed, and he said something at one point about, you know, after the election, because he did win, he made the comment, I did win. You know, he still believes he won that election. And guess what? I agree with him. If you think for a moment that 9 million people, because President Trump got more votes than any Republican Party member has ever gotten in the history of the Republican Party. And yet, Joe Biden, campaigning from the basement of his home, of course, I'm sure he didn't have COVID at any time during it, or any time during while they were sheltering him in place. Because, you know, he's not a touchy-feely guy. He's not out there touching, feeling people, sniffing people's hair. He gets more votes than Barack Obama. A man who actually swung Indiana blue for one in 2008. This is who Joe Biden is. Such a popular guy.
Oh, well, it's just the Trump. Donald Trump is so hated.
I don't think so. Trump got more votes from the Latino population, more votes from the black population, all the minorities, every single sector got more votes, increased the number of votes he got than any Republican Party member, presidential candidate. So the only demographic, apparently, that he won over or lost to or guy that hated him so much were apparently white people. If you believe that this actually happened and there was nothing funny going on.
Well, you know, Bill Barr says there was nothing.
Bill Barr did nothing to investigate anything. Let's look at the records here, folks. Let's go to Bill Barr's budget. And let's go to Bill Barr's team that he put on this. Let's see what kind of investigation did he do. I mean, 2 days after the election, you say, no, there was no funny business. Oh, really? Your team really worked on this really hard and noticed that there was no. And the FBI, of course, oh, there's no funny business. Yeah, we trust the FBI. This is the same FBI that during the 2016 election, they were out there trying to undermine it, having an insurance policy to make sure that Trump didn't win, because we have this dossier that we can use against him. And we're hiding Hunter Biden's laptop, so we had a hold of that for a year now, so we can keep that under wraps, and we can use that to control Joe Biden. Now, there's only one way to deal with this whole FBI corruption thing, and that is to compartmentalize the whole thing so that nobody knows what anybody else is doing. That the next person who steps in as president, by the way, whoever that may be in the Republican Party, needs to dismantle the FBI as it is. Now, of course, this has to take somebody who doesn't have dirt on them. The FBI doesn't have any dirt on them. And regardless of that, it's going to be somebody who falls on their sword and says, you know what, they might have this on me. I might have done this when I was, you know, 20 years old or whatever. Yeah, I did that. I wore blackface, so you know, crucify me. But I'm not going to resign. Here's the deal. We're going to take apart the FBI, and we're going to make, of course, then it'll look like a political hit job. That doesn't matter. They just have to do it. It's a security issue. It's an issue for our country to have proper law enforcement. They're going to indict Trump, I believe, in October. It may be before that, because they want the trial to last all the way through October. They have to do this. Now, it could be that they wait until after November. There's pros and cons of doing this both ways. But like I've said many times, you know, we've got one more month basically after August here. And the Democrats are going to pull something, I believe, in September, near the end of September or mid-September. We don't know what's going to be happening. It could even be this month. I don't know. It could be in August. Whatever their plan is, it may take time for it to unfold. If you see the vitriol on Nancy Pelosi's face when she talks about the Democrats have no intention of losing the midterms, she is bitter about this. I mean, you see her voice and you see her face when she makes that statement. These people, and again, I come back to the end justifies the means. These people think, and when they start making comments like, we're going to lose our democracy. In other words, if the Republicans take over, we've lost our democracy. If people vote for Republicans, we've lost our democracy. They think that if we democratically elect another party, that if their party's not in charge, they're the only party, the purveyors of democracy. They're the only ones holding it together. Otherwise, it's going to be a lost country. That's what they're throwing out there. This is the sign of, they believe in their minds, they believe they are the protectors of the universe here. They got themselves drummed up that they're on some kind of righteous mission to save the democracy, their democracy, to save their power hold. And that's what this is all about. It is a lust for power. Now, of course, Adam Schiff, I don't know if you've heard about this or not. I think I talked about it yesterday on yesterday's show. Adam Schiff is actually talking about becoming the speaker if Nancy retires this year. Adam Schiff. Another old white guy. Yeah. Interesting that he would be the one who's the most competent, the one who's in charge of. He should be the one who does it. Now, first of all, he knows he's going to be booted out of the Security Council. Devin Nunes was being interviewed over the weekend and made it very clear that he didn't mince words. He was basically saying, you know, all the shenanigans he was pulling over there, making up stuff and just going on and on about things that were ridiculous. He's the one who came up with the whole Russia collusion thing. He's the one who came up with the issue that Trump was impeached on, the whole phone call to Ukraine with Zelensky. Zelensky himself said he wasn't pressured. But yet they, he pressured you. You just don't know about it. Because he tried to withhold funds. He didn't withhold any funds. The funds were not delayed. The funds were all sent within the time frame it was supposed to be sent within. There was never a delay. But you'd have them, they would have you believe that he was delaying the funds. If you don't investigate Joe Biden. Well, of course, that was just a Russian, that was just Russian propaganda, and he was trying to go after his political opponent. No. Joe Biden is compromised, and he was trying to save the country from that. The guy's a crook. I don't think Trump would have minded if anybody ran for president against him, if the person would have been straight-up actor, somebody who cared about the country. He would have welcomed that challenge. That's not what we have in the Democrat Party. And I think that Trump recognizes that in spades now. I also believe he recognizes that there are establishment people in the Republican Party or enemies of this country. They are only after their own power, protecting their jobs, protecting their seat, their little place where they like to be the important person. They get treated with respect that they didn't get in high school because they got picked on in high school. So now they get this position. Now they can bully people around. That's the game they're playing in Washington right now. The theater and all the actors. That's what we're seeing. Well, my chai is almost empty, and I know I'm not quite an hour into the show. I usually have an hour-long show, but I've found that if I have a shorter show, I tend to get more listeners. I don't know why that is. I don't know if they push my show out there more. I'm not sure what happens to the algorithms there, but if it's a shorter show. In fact, my 30-minute shows, if I keep it just under 30 minutes, like 29 minutes, and if I keep it under 10 minutes, if I do a little short thing, like a breakthrough news thing, like a breakthrough virus, I get way more. I get, probably 10 times more listeners. I think that they throw it out there. I think to more people, they spot me on that. I don't know how it works. I probably should, since it's my show. But it's not like I make $1 million more if I have 10 times the listeners. It just doesn't, because all this content comes to you for free. Isn't that wonderful? It's my gift to you. There you go. Well, folks, we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for those leaders who are willing to stand up and be bold and kind of damn the torpedoes full steam ahead kind of thing. We are at a critical moment in our nation's history. We have been for several years. But there needs to be a true turning point in our nation. I'm seeing some pockets of that happening in some places. But I guarantee you, the Democrats, if they ever get control again, we've seen who they are now. The big tech companies, all those people who want to silence you, who want to censor you, those are the people who want to be in charge. They're the ones who are in the pocket, or have the politicians in the pocket who are in the left-wing media. The left-wing politicians and the establishment GOP people. Those are the ones who are censoring you. They are the leftists. Think about this. I might talk about this tomorrow morning. I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama tomorrow morning. If I get up early enough, I'll be speaking on this. Did the fascists in Germany know that they were fascists? Did they understand that they were being fascistics? Did they know that they were that way? Did they understand, I'm a fascist, I'm waking up today, I'm going to be a fascist, I'm going to put on my fascist outfit? No, they had no idea, they had no clue that they were being fascist. When you walk up to someone and say, you need to say this statement, they bust into a restaurant, hold you, push you up against the wall and say, say this statement or I'm going to hurt you. Do you have any idea what the word fascism means? Do you know what a fascist person is? Do you know the definition of the word fascism? Because right now you're being one. Forcing someone to say, especially make a political statement, that is fascism. So they think of fascism as racism. It's not necessarily racism. You know, did most of the Germans go along with what was going on, what Hitler was going on? I don't think so. I doubt it. But you didn't dare speak out against it, or the Gestapo would come after you. What do we have today? If they found you printing materials back then that went against the war, that went against what Hitler was doing, guess what happened to you? Good luck being found again. Because they would visit you in the middle of the night and you'd be gone. Much like your Facebook account. Maybe it's a lot more minor of a thing, but it's still the same thing. The spirit of it is still the same. And these are the people who want to be in charge. And they have, Lawrence McDonald has even said, these people need to be rooted from our society and removed. Oh, what does that mean? Be sent off to a gulag somewhere. Yeah, a work camp. That's where these people belong. But I digress. This is Tuesday, right? This is still Tuesday. Tomorrow morning, I will have a show tomorrow morning. Actually, every day this week, I should be able to have a show, which should be, I guess that's a good thing. For those of you who want to listen to it, again, pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for each other. Do what you can in your own circle, in your own families, to educate and uplift and encourage people, because they need a little encouragement these days. And don't back down from the actual facts of what's going on. That's in the middle of it all. Don't just go along with what they're saying because it's, well, I don't want to make any waves. Hey, it's time to make some waves, folks. It's just time for it. God bless. Have a great day. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.